This podcast is paid for by the three of us. It's that new.
Yep.
It's okay. A great sponsor.
It is the best sponsor ever. You know, we need to dive right into it. We've got a serious topic today, and I'm probably about to upset Lucas, but I'm okay with it. I understand it's a 2-to-1 ratio. In the office today, we do have a unisex bathroom. Is it okay for the gentleman to leave the seat up or put the seat down? That is the question.
I think it's totally okay to leave it up.
Right. Let's think about
guests. It's actually like, it's tough. I think whenever, we have guests in, then of course it needs to come back down, especially if we have a significant amount of female guests.
But if it's just Angie in the office, it's fine?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's fine, but I think that we should be knowledgeable of it. And because I always try to, but I forget.
Do you think it was you today?
It probably was me. Yeah, it probably was me.
You typically sit down, don't you?
I just got roasted.
That's so good.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure I left it up before Lucas did.
Oh. Just
100% transparency.
It might have been up when I walked in there.
That's a bro right 100% there. 100% he could have let you take that. No doubt. All right, anybody know what we're talking about today?
Okay. I thought you had the notes.
Like we rehearsed this, right?
Listen, what's your take on just some simple marketing for people like video production? Is that important? Is it not important? Is it
simple? Nothing we do is simple. It's exceptional marketing, right? That. Exceptional marketing. Mm-hmm. What makes exceptional marketing?
Marketing that actually, I think, applies to what people want. You know what I mean? Marcus and I were talking a little bit about that earlier, is like business, most of the time, your business has nothing to do with what you actually want. It usually has to do with what the customer wants. Mm-hmm. And that's how businesses are built, on what the customer actually wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's up? The guys I work with today are disgusting.
I was dying. No, but you're right. Like, so I was talking listen. It's one of those things.
It's hard. It is a hard way, right here.
So I was talking with an owner earlier about their experience with that, and it's all about connecting with your customers on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't do that, they already know what the product is you're giving. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing your job right. Mm-hmm. So, and if they don't, it's a whole different conversation. But they probably know. And if you can connect with them on a whole nother level, where you change their life, they know you, they trust you, then you're good. That's huge. And so whatever you have to do in your business to market towards that, mm-hmm. and you're not just selling them a product, you're selling them you. You know,
I like to think that's that huge. We sell everybody an experience. I mean, we encourage those we represent to be unafraid to take some risks. And I know that you follow crazy companies that are doing things that have absolutely nothing to do with their business.
Yeah.
And it's getting them noticed. Stealth advertising. I mean, you know you're doing something right when other people pay or take their time to share your content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give a couple of examples of that.
Okay, so when I keep bringing this up, people are probably like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Rifle Coffee. See, look at that. We just plugged them on our very valuable podcast.
True. I think very they're expensive. Out of Houston, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Texas. But they're always marketing their coffee, well, their brand, in stealth advertising ways. Like they did the Star Spangled Banner.
Like machine guns and weaponry. Yeah.
And they're a veteran-owned company, so they're still advertising mm-hmm. their own brand, but not always their coffee. But the things they do go viral because they're just so out of the box. Mm-hmm. And they get so much attention. They drive so much traffic to their coffee just crazy.
Why? Because you want to be cool like them and be able to use a machine gun and play a Christmas carol or what?
Yeah, exactly. So it goes back to what he was talking about the emotional response. Mm-hmm. Because we are emotional beings. And if a commercial or something comes on, the music, the colors, whatever they're doing is giving you an emotional response of like, that looks like fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. then no matter what that product is, they're going to look at it. even though it may not have anything to do with it, which is what you were talking about earlier.
Does it really make me want to go buy the coffee, though? Would I do that 100%? Yeah. Okay.
I do.
Okay.
For sure. Because then once you see those videos and then you hear their story, you're like, wow, I kind of want to buy into this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, another example for me, be bold and courageous and don't be afraid to perhaps be silly or come out of your comfort zone. What are those crazy beard commercials? And you know what I mean?
That's the guys
are
just, though.
They're just making themselves out to be buffoons, but my goodness, talk about a cash cow.
Yeah, because they also target to comic relief, and that's huge. Those are the funniest ads. Yeah. Is it the Squatch soap or whatever it is?
Yeah. And I think they're just being themselves, too. They're not really, you know, like going out of their way to make people laugh. They're just having fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like, it's intentional, you know, for marketing and stuff, but... You know, like you said, they're not afraid to go out of the box, be funny, be goofy, and be that company that kind of makes people laugh, you know.
But how does that go? I mean, do you just meet on Monday morning and go, okay, listen, let's sit down, you know. Let's talk about marketing, you know, beard cream, and I'm going to come out wearing a robe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just maybe surround yourself with creatives and don't take for granted that it's truly that easy. I still think it takes a brilliant mind to come up with some of those off the wall.
100%. And that's actually probably right on what they do. They come up with an idea. Mm-hmm. They all get around a table like this, and then they or our conference table, and they just go to town on the different ideas, and then they write a script, and then bring in the creative and start making it.
Yeah. So that's literally how whenever I'm producing a song for an artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, half of the time, they bring me a really, like, crappy acoustic recording on their phone. And then by the end, we're done with it. It's a full production.
Mm.
But that's where it starts, you know, is you have this spontaneous idea randomly while you're, like, walking in a parking lot or something like that. And then but then whenever you sit down and you get people around, the creative people around, then you guys talk it through.
Yeah.
Then the ideas start flowing and then it happens.
That's why they say to always write things down like on a napkin or whatever if you're thinking about it. Yeah. And I know that musical talent, they'll do this a lot just so they don't forget.
Yeah.
The same with what we do. It should
I use Apple Notes all the time for so many different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, like if you own a business, don't be afraid to take that extra time and plan out ads, you know, because if you have one good ad, I heard Brad Leah, you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Like, he's incredible at marketing, has this huge podcast. He said,
I wonder who sponsors him. Do you think he pays for it out of his pocket?
I think he has some sponsors. Yeah, he probably does. Yeah.
Okay. Would his sponsors be interested in sponsoring us?
Maybe like 10 episodes in. Maybe. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Sorry. I digress.
But he said, basically, why would you put out an ad that you're not 100% proud of, you know, that hits all the points? Like, why would you go out to a fight and have, like, a broken arm? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't you put out your 100% of what you're doing?
I get it.
So I think it's important to take the time to plan out the ads. And that's what I'm trying to move more forward with different clients, is, like, really taking that time to plan out different ads. And then those ads will perform way better because it's 100% of what you offer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go a step further. I think it would be great for our clients to fail on occasion and have us capture it on camera, because bloopers, dudes, outtakes and bloopers, how much attention do you get?
The best.
Oh, yeah.
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 They really are. And if you're not afraid to laugh at yourself or have some fun, that makes you so relatable. And I think that's a huge thing in marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not taking yourself so seriously is huge.
Oh yeah. Customer centric. That's what we're talking about today, is the lengths you're willing to go to find that customer. You do want to trust a team like ours here at Growing Media to navigate. I mean, it is a complex world out there. We touched on it last time. There's the crazy business of SEM. You're ultimately working towards improved SEO. When people search for your product, you want them to find you. You want to come up, you know, in that search right off the bat. So paid ads will get you there. Social media placement by just a remarkable team like ours, but definitely go above and beyond, because I think that's a huge thing. We always like to, what is it? Under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yep.
Huh? Right there.
Under promise, over deliver.
Yeah.
And, you know, always over deliver. That's huge.
Yeah.
But you're talking about paid campaigns. Mm. How important is it to plan out your campaigns and branding? I know we just did a whole thing where we didn't actually land it, We learned a lot about it.
That one. You know what? They're watching and they're listening and they'll be back. They're definitely coming back. Yeah. I think it was a friend of a friend, and that's why we lost out. But that had to be the only reason. Yeah. Right? Sure. They knew somebody.
Mm-hmm. But talk about the process. Like we went into depth on what they wanted to plan out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Like the whole campaign.
A whole year.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because sometimes people will set aside a huge amount of money just to conceptualize.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. think about a concept, you know, to get your brand, to get your colorization, your logo, what you want the look and the feel to be. We're guilty of wanting to jump right in and go ahead and get you out there. Proof and performance. I mean, if it works and it looks good, go. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of the time, actually, is the best way to learn is mm-hmm. to just put it out there mm-hmm. and see, like, oh, wait, this didn't work. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Testing.
Instead of, you know, waiting to put something out for months and months and
months. Exactly. You know I mean, you can overthink things. Yeah. Tabling it for discussion and everything by committee. Come on. I mean.
Yeah. Okay, next topic. This is a good one.
Here we go.
What's your... Oh, look at this. I'm killing the podcast game today.
Look at him. Oh, gosh. Give him a little assignment.
What is your opinion on clients doing their own content in the beginning? Like, just like... working hard to just always create kind of for themselves, even if they, you know, have a marketing team or have an agency doing their marketing. Mm-hmm. But how important is it for them to be creating their own stuff as well?
I never, ever want to have our team project onto the client. Mm-hmm. The client is in business for a reason. There's a story there. There's a whole realm of understanding that goes into why did this person or this entity take this risk? Why are they out here doing this? So I really encourage them to get out there and put out their own content, maybe alongside us or someone who can put it on the right platform and the right stage to get them noticed. I know that we love to work hand in hand with our clients, and through, you know, this collaboration, we'll develop, we'll share, we'll have them approve, and then we place. I think that's the best outcome is all minds together.
Yeah, and I always think, like, some of the companies that I like to watch, they always have, like, really nice, like, professional stuff like we do. Mm-hmm. But it's also nice to have, like, that genuine, like, iPhone video.
Correct.
That's, like, 10 seconds long of mm-hmm. them just hanging out at their office, being goofy.
Noticing that somebody left the commode seat up, the toilet seat up. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah, but it is stuff like that you can mm-hmm. post. And it kind of like humanizes you a little bit because it may be this big company or whatever, mm-hmm. but people are connecting again. You're getting that emotional response of like, oh, these are just humans just like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We talked to a couple of attorneys today and going to be new clients of ours. And just on a whim, they'll answer the phone a lot of times. And people are stumped. They're like, is that, you know, they'll say the last name or whatever. And they're like, yeah, that's me. But don't be afraid to answer your own phone. Don't be afraid to get down into the trenches with your team.
Yeah.
And I think that helps to make you more relatable as well. Just, you know, dude, look, people are tired of being marketed to. Mm-hmm. They don't like commercials. They're too smart for that. Consumers are too smart for that. It is time for you, you love to say this, think outside the box, come back out, just strip it down, you know, raw who you are. And that's reason enough for people to want to do business with you.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad. You concur.
Yeah.
I concur.
Doctor. Great. Okay.
Yeah, let me check.
What else you got? What are you checking? Your camera angle?
Just to make sure we're in.
This, you know what?
I'm going to restart this because this
He camera. Never turned that camera on.
No, I did. It was 22 minutes, yeah, but it's capped at 30 minutes, so I just want to make sure that I have that. You know what I mean?
Do you think he ever turned it on? We should definitely keep this in. I would say he did not turn it on. If there's not a single shot, you're busted.
I can guarantee you I turned it on.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You turned it on?
No, yeah. Right, no, I had to restart because we'll go over and then, yeah.
Okay. So. You know, the other thing, real deal. I mean, here's where it is, okay? Testimonials.
Oh, don't even get me started on this.
Those people who have used your product, experienced your service, if they're willing to come out on your behalf, nothing will move your merchandise faster mm-hmm. than your buddy telling you, hey, I tried this, I used this. You know, that's it. Well, if it's good enough for you, I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, word of mouth marketing, you know, is, man, I mean, it's always been the most, like, genuine, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? because if someone who I'm close to, who I trust, you know, tells me, hey, I use this product, it'll work for you, then I'm 100% going to use that product, or at least try it for myself, at least once. I agree. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, for sure. I think if you're somebody who's running a business or whatever, go out there, get people to do reviews.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a Google review, if that's on your Facebook page, whatever it is, or video, if you can get video reviews, that's even better. That's huge. So.
It's hard to do because, you know, especially in a position like ours where we work so hard to market others, mm-hmm. we sometimes, it's like the guy who does construction. What do they say? His house is falling apart because he never has time to work at his own place. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we forget to ask that, you know, like, would you be willing to offer a testimony? And we're going to have people here on the show that'll talk to that and how we've worked for them and what we've done over time and how we've been successful for them. And the one word that I hope comes up time and time again is being adaptable. The world is changing by the day, by the second. We're not doing things the way we used to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
How has it changed? This will be interesting, learning from the... younger whippersnappers.
Marketing wise, it's, yeah. I mean,
come on.
Everything's on social. So, I would never personally ever market on TV again. It's all right here.
Yeah.
So, either you're doing over the top television, OTT, if you're doing digital,
for the cord
if you're doing,
cutters, yeah.
If you're doing social media, that's where I would run.
That's where you'd be.
Especially Facebook ads, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say the only time that I watch a TV commercial, and it's on accident because mm-hmm. I don't want to. is when I'm watching a soccer game. Because everything else I watch is streaming.
Mm-hmm. Sports, you know what I mean? And news.
Yeah.
The only, we call them non-DVRable. I mean, yes, you can DVR it, but chances are, you know, your buddy's going to tell you the score if you don't watch it live along with him.
Yeah.
And the same with the news is you want to catch it the same time other people do because you want to have that water cooler discussion or whatever. So it is interesting because back in the day, you would want to buy primetime television for your clients, right? Yeah. But, you know, you were talking, I mean, this is a medium-sized market. We're in Southern Illinois, and we bought for a number of our clients. So a 30-second spot in prime time would be $800 to $1,200 for a 30-second spot in a broadcast. You don't even know that your audience is watching at that time.
You can't measure it. There's
Right. I mean, $1,200 on OTT or over-the-top television, that'll get you through a month.
Yeah.
You know, targeted zip codes, target your DMA, who's your customer. It's just exciting. It really is because it takes the guesswork out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like for a lot of our clients, they might want to market, you know, every once in a while on TV for certain occasions. Like we had for one client, there was a game, football
mm-hmm.
game,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to put their video during that game, which is totally understandable.
Well, they're the team doctor, the team physician.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wasn't sure if we could say that.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we weren't supposed to. But there you go, comp advertising. We just gave it up right there.
But I mean, certain things totally go on TV. If there's certain events you want to be marketed in,
mm-hmm.
the Super Bowl is a huge thing, right? You know, coming around. But
mm-hmm.
Besides that, though, like for the average person running a company or a business or whatever it is, attack social media. That's what I would do.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I agree
for sure.
But a lot of those places, especially like you know, in the Midwest, flyover states.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about it as much. You know what I mean? If all the people in the cities are way more, I feel like, savvy when it comes to that kind of stuff. But some older companies, especially around here, don't even think about, like, maybe we should be on social media.
That's right. That's why they need us.
Yeah. I mean, if you walk into, like, a waiting room in any store or mm-hmm. location, where is everybody's attention?
That's right.
They're looking right at their phone.
Yep.
All the time.
Yeah.
And if you do it right, like, okay, this is going to be controversial and we're probably going to get mail. But even if you're in your car, for me, and I drive by a particular store every day and they're dinging me or giving me a text and offering me something complimentary to come in and get it, you know, right then. Brilliant. You know, mm-hmm. if you're walking, I don't even know how much time people spend in malls anymore or just by storefronts. If you're pinging those phones and it's like, hey, you're here. Come in and use this 50% off.
Oh, yeah. I get texts from Finish Line Car Wash.
All the time. Dude, listen. All the time. Listen to me. I got it the other day. First five customers to come in
mm-hmm.
gets the free, like, Mac Daddy Wash.
Yeah. Mac Daddy Wash.
I pulled up. She goes, you're the first one. There it is.
Yeah.
Love Finish Line. That's a brilliant.
And that was a
I'm glad we thought
SMS campaign that they just send out when they want to.
Yeah.
Craziest thing.
Yeah.
Marketing 101 right there. Yeah.
That's boom. Brilliant.
And that's easy too.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it got my attention.
Exactly. If you have a direct like product,
mm-hmm. right.
Those are so powerful because mm-hmm. everyone opens text messages all the time.
There it is.
I think it's like a 90-something percent open rate.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? High. Yeah. I mean, if you get a text, you're going to open it or you're going to read it. You know?
Right. Well, any more of the spam, you can recognize those fairly quickly. But you're right. We've been surprised recently. We've gone back to some email marketing. I think people are bored and they want to read or they want to have some videos sent to them that might be of interest. So.
Email marketing is awesome.
Yeah.
It's underlooked for sure by a lot
it
of people,
is.
But
it
I
is.
Think if you have the right business for it,
oh yeah,
not everything works. I think for email marketing, but you know, products I think for sure work,
mm-hmm.
And certain services like I don't know.
Yeah, I think it depends on the industry.
Yeah, totally.
I think in the music industry, it's actually really good.
Is it?
Yeah, because you can put so much value into one email. Mm-hmm. It's really easy
That's
to do.
That's right.
That. And so people will then continue to open them. And then once you get them on the hook, you know, then you can start selling them.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. Look at that. You gotta get your hooks into them like you're right there. And then you're like, there, you're mine. I mean, it's usually not that forceful, but, but it could be.
Talk about that whisper marketing, whatever it's called.
What is?
The whisper.
Social whispering. Yeah.
Earlier, Frontier Airlines.
Yeah.
Hitting this up with some ads.
Just, you know, if we're talking about something in a room, it's on your phone. It's even if you're having a conversation with your buddy on social media and you're saying you need to check into something or you need a service. And then the next thing you know, it's in your feed. It's brilliant. I mean, it's sickening and scary at the same time, but brilliant, you know, and we do that. We get you in front of your customers. It's called market abilities.
Market abilities.
And you know what that means? Like a lot of abilities.
So explain for everyone who didn't get it the first time, what's the MGM?
That's right, baby. Market Abilities by Growing Media. And MGM happens to be a well-known, is it an acronym or is it just the title of that particular entity?
No, it's an acronym, right? It's
I'm not sure.
Oh, we should know this. I feel like we should know this.
No.
All they need to know now is Market Abilities by Growing Media.
Yeah.
MGM podcast. We're weekly right now. That's all we can afford.
Yeah, we're up on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher.
Yep.
Stitcher.
And YouTube.
YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, really my goals with this podcast too is having people on that can talk about marketing and how they did it there themselves.
Sure.
But also I want like different points on how regular people who own businesses can market themselves. Even, you know, by themselves for a little while. They have a marketing person or whatever it is.
Sure.
Just bringing value to those people, you know, I think it's important.
Yeah. And actually this week, selfishly, and we may be inundated now when we announce this, but there was a company, a product line that everyone here liked, like in the whole agency. It was very popular. Mm-hmm. And we reached out and said, we understand you're new, you're a smaller business trying to grow. We were interested in some type of trade to start, you know, for 3 months or something, because we love returned investment. You know, if you're going to invest in your business and we're going to invest in you. And ultimately, that's how it goes round. But that happens a lot. You know, if you have something other people want, I mean, it's the old age-old way of doing business. You barter, you trade, there's significance in all things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, that, what do you call it? Collaboration with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're in a small town, like, I mean, even here in Carbondale, Marion, collabing with different people, that's huge.
It is.
And that's another thing, word of mouth, marketing, very powerful in
guerrilla
small
marketing.
Communities for sure.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to, you know, bigger cities, I guess,
mm-hmm.
it's different rules, but kind of the same also. So
Yeah. All right. Listen, this has been, how long have we been on the air? Like a day and a half, it feels like, right?
It's probably been about 25, 30.
About 25, 30 minutes, which is the amount of time that we said we would go.
Yeah.
We want to be here every week. And is it this time slot or do we have any? It's just the day of. We're not announcing what time we're launching that day.
Oh, yeah. It'll be it's the day
right.
of.
Yeah.
But probably early. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whenever Lucas wakes up. Who knows?
Oh.
He gets up early. He gets early.
He does. That wasn't even a roast. By the way, he's in here lifting that toilet seat way before you get in. So.
Yeah, sure.
Oh. She's been roasting me all day today. Wow. Because
I know you can take it, and I don't mean it. But, okay, so Wednesdays we're going to do this. Just so you know, I think we're going to have to take a little trip, and we might do a podcast from our destination. We'll have to fill people in later.
That'd be cool.
But we've got a really cool guest coming on next time. You know him. You love him. He's that success-driven guy.
Beast.
Alfonso Alexander.
Yes.
Man.
Video. We could play the video over over the podcast, but it's...
He's good.
He's a really smart businessman.
You know what he told me? He's got like 4 points. 4, 5 points. Can you imagine just applying that to everything and making a gajillion dollars off of doing it? Yeah.
He's super structured, super disciplined.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he is.
He'll like that. He'll actually want to use that like in his open. So you just gave him a testimonial. You didn't realize it.
I'll invoice you.
All right. That's good. Should we take caller questions or do we have any of those today set up for that? No?
No.
Okay. Apparently, when you pay for these things out of your pocket, you're really not equipped. I mean, you look like you are, but you're not.
We could do that, though. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah. So do they have a way on the platform to question or send us a question? Or they can find us on our webpage.
Yes, they could DM us on Instagram at growing.media. Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. Or comment on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Leave your comments if you have any questions. If you want to hear anything, any opinions of ours.
An opinion.
Opinions.
Okay. All right. I'd love to hear about some, maybe some risks that you've taken to get your product or your service out there in front of people. If you've, you know, whatever it may be, the dancing sign guys, or I mean, that's effective stuff. Usually it gets you.
Apparently it's banned now.
Well, I saw that. Yeah. And there's like a whole effort underway to get that guy back on the street corner or whatever. So he was so entertaining. So.
Oh, yeah. Is that in Marion?
Someplace. Yeah, nearby.
Or was it Carbondale? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Hey, whose phone just went off? Again, amateur error.
That was mine this time.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude, I am able to call the audio guy on something every broadcast. That is worth something. I tune in for that just to find that little, what do you call it, little Easter egg?
You posted the video twice.
So what is Lucas going to do today? What sound would the sound guy make?
Oh, hit one of these real quick. So,
hit?
Just do it, yeah.
Oh.
Do it again.
What are we doing?
Oh, that's awesome. Did you hear that?
No.
That's a whole new... You didn't hear it?
What is that?
Is she not hearing it?
I can't hear it.
Oh, she's not cool enough. I don't know.
Oh, now I like that. The
Let's
clapping.
Go. That's awesome.
Oh, good. So you didn't have my audio up either, right? So the camera wasn't on me and the audio wasn't up.
No, the audio
was on. No, the
up.
Camera was on and the audio was on.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see. Yep. We'll see. All right. Anything else? Sponsors, welcome. I mean, come on. Do you see the open chair? Huh? Right there.
Could be yours. Open chair.
Just a small price. We'll figure out what that is and we'll let you know. All right? Anything else?
No.
No, just make sure to subscribe.
Like.
Share. Follow.
Listen
in the car.
All right.
And
tell all your peeps about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Until next time.
Peace.